You can support this show at patreon.com/ASApodcasting.
Welcome back to Guy-Rimatic Podcast. I'm Michael. I'm joined by Ray.
Hello, hello.
And Colin.
Evening, guys.
And so we're back. We're back on Google Meet, so we have a limited time again. We were just discussing, but so we're getting ready for, I think we had decided first week-ish of September for the Oblivion thing. Robert emailed me, or a Robert, I'm just saying Robert as if everybody knows him. But Robert emailed me and was looking for the Oblivion character generator, which I thought was still up on the site. It's not. So I did send him the link for the Oblivion character generator, and I'm going to put the generator back up on the site. I don't know what happened. Must have been when I was like moving things around. I accidentally deleted it or something, because the Skyrim one's there, but the Oblivion one disappeared. So I'll repost that. If you click on ASA Podcasting, go to the Skyrimatic page and just scroll down, you'll see I think Skyrim character generator comes up first, then I'll put the Oblivion one right there with it. And there's don't look at the schedules that are there for the roundtables, because they're about 4 years old. So they're not going to help you out too much. But we're going to do the first like four-ish quests of Thieves Guild, which is the Armand Christoph, I believe is his name, quest. So that's where we're going to be starting out. I think it's four quests total. And I think Jess is going to hop in with us also. She said she was interested. So, and hopefully, I know Juan was interested in talking some Oblivion. I know, because he loves Oblivion. These midweek ones are a little tough since he's West Coast. We got Colin in the UK. We're at East Coast. Like, we're scattered. So...
It's an 8-hour swing.
Yeah, it's hard to bridge those gaps sometimes. But poor Colin is half awake.
Yeah, I really sorry.
And we're like,
I'm really old,
so, and really,
you know. So it's, don't
get me started.
I feel really old, right?
Oh God! So I did hop back into my vanilla. A little bit of Skyrim first. I hopped in back into my vanilla character that I'm doing everything with. And I hit a glitch in the Civil War where Legate Rikka is supposed to send you to do whatever. I forget which part it is, but to, you know, get X Fort or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she won't give me a quest.
No.
And it's a bug, apparently. And they're like,
I hit that in my Legacy of the Dragonborn.
Oh, did you hit that one too?
Yeah.
The solution I saw was like to wait 30 days or something, and it might reset.
Well,
but I just went off and did other.
My solution was
console. Yeah, I'm on Xbox. I don't have that. This character is on Xbox, so I'm kind of stuck there. So I started just doing other random stuff, and I was like, "Oh, I'll go finish the Daedric stuff because I don't have that achievement yet." Only to find out I somehow screwed that up. And you know how there's a couple of the Daedric quests where if you make the wrong choice, you don't get the item or something?
Mm.
There's what, like two of them or something? But you can just miss getting the 15 you need for the achievement.
Yeah, do it. I mean, what is if you go for the axe with Barbus, right? With the Rueful Axe isn't the Daedric weapon.
It's that, yeah. Axe. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
But yeah, you have to get the mask for that one, I know.
Yep.
What about Hersine? Because you can grab both from him. You can grab the ring and the hide from him.
And the hide. I wonder if I did. I have to go through my chest and see what I have. Maybe there's a quest I didn't do yet that I'm missing that I didn't realize. But I'm so far along that to scroll back through my quest log is...
It'd be quicker for you to just go to every single place where the Daedric quest starts.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, actually. Is just, I know I have Azor's Star because I use it regularly because it refills.
Right.
And And I got to see, and there was something else I just, oh, the Boethia one, I still have the quest, but I finished it. So I wonder if that glitched.
Well, no, you've got the...
I got the mail, though. The glitch.
Yeah, it's, there's a glitch where it says, like, go read the book, and you've already read the book and done the quest, and it won't go away. I get that one all the time, but I don't know about it affecting the...
yeah, because I do have the item.
The achievement or not. The only other runs are, Erendur up in Dawnstar, where you get the staff.
Yeah.
If you you have to kill Erendur to get the staff.
Oh, maybe I didn't kill him. Let me go. I'm gonna have to go up there. He's still there, though, right?
Yeah, but he destroys the staff. You only have.
Oh, that's right. I bet I let him destroy the staff.
You can only either. Either he destroys the staff or you kill him and take it.
Okay. I wonder if I bet I let him destroy it. Because I don't think I killed him.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, that's why I didn't kill him. And now it's screwing me. Yeah, yeah, I should have killed him.
Yeah, so he's going to go back now and kill him on principle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it doesn't help you with the achievement, but with Legacy, after you, even if you let him live, and he destroys the staff, you can make a duplicate. But that's not going to help you with your achievement.
That's a good point. Yeah, because I can't even make a duplicate because I'm not even in Legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just been bouncing around. I'm going to have to go search a few more of the Daedric sites and see if I've done them all. Pretty sure I've done Nymira and eaten some flesh.
So, items, you got that? The shield for?
I just got Spellbreaker. Yeah.
Spellbreaker.
Yeah, just got that one. I realized I hadn't done that, so I ran over there and completed that quest. So maybe there is one or two more that I didn't realize I didn't do. So I'm gonna have to just troll around to each of the sites and see what's up.
Yeah, this Legacy playthrough was the first time I'd ever done the Periite quest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is in a weird location. Like, you don't naturally come across it up on that hilltop, you know?
Yeah. And I never needed the... I don't do any achievements, and I've never, you know, needed the shield for anything, so...
Yeah.
I just never have done it.
It is good shield if you're doing, like a magic resistance playthrough. It is because it what absorbs?
Is that what? No, it's what should we call it? It's good if you're doing a dragon playthrough.
That's
as well,
right. Yeah,
because when you hold the shield up, it creates a ward.
That's right. That's right.
And the dragon breath can't get through it.
Can't get through it. Yeah. It's not super helpful when you get it at like level 68 or whatever I'm at. Not quite as good then. But, yeah, so I got to kind of look around and see what I got missing. And hopefully the Civil War thing at least goes well. And if worse comes to worse, I'm going to just do a character where I kind of play all the Daedric quests and that's it. And kind of make it just a full Daedric kind of playthrough. I did just do, actually, the Wabbajack. I hadn't done that. I just did that, and I just did Periite. So there might be other ones I haven't. Done it or come across yet. It's a strong possibility. Just skipped over things. I have not hopped back into my Legacy character since Night at the Museum. I haven't had that accessible to me.
I started a different character so that I could play and scare him.
So you weren't just looking for singular items.
Yeah, well, and everything was taking so long. It took so long to load. It took so long to save.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was just getting brutal.
Yeah, but surprisingly, my Xbox character isn't crazy long load screens. Oh, speaking of Juan is here. Thankfully, like, the load screens aren't super long. Hey, Juan. Whoop. Oh, he's muted. There he is. Hey, Juan. The load screens aren't super long considering how much junk I have in the house. So I was worried about that, and I have a chest outside that has about 40,000 items in it at this point, I think. So who knows how that'll bog down. But yeah, it's I would like to get back to Legacy, but I need the PC to do that, and somebody's been on the PC. So that hasn't happened. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Juan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Just had some audio issues right now.
All right. Yeah, we were just talking a little vanilla Skyrim, things I screwed up along the way.
In the beginning, or
I'm doing achievement hunter character where I'm just getting every achievement, and
That's right.
Somehow I think I screwed up the Daedric one, and there's a glitched out Civil War quest.
Ooh.
That I'm hoping resolves itself in 30 days of game time. which I'm trying to do naturally by just doing other stuff, because I need to up. You know, get my pickpocketing up anyway. Ooh, and I have the so I play on Legendary, but I have the perk where the Poisoner perk now, and I have these pretty powerful poisons. It's like, I don't know, 25 points a second for like 50 seconds of damage. So they, you can watch the health bar go down pretty quickly on a lot of them. But higher level bandits, it really doesn't. It does very little damage. So I have to like sneak and pickpocket them like 4 or 5 times with potions.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't like about the poisoning in Skyrim. It just didn't. It almost seemed like no point to it.
Yeah, the lower level people, they die pretty quick.
Okay.
But the higher level ones, yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot of damage. Just a little nick in that health bar, and that's about it.
Maybe you gotta lower it just to get that achievement.
Yeah, just to get. Yeah, that's just fun running around pickpocketing all the bandits everywhere. It's, you know, that's basically what I'm doing at this point. Just walking around to each bandit camp, waiting for my 30 days to be up, and hope that I can resolve my Civil War quest and poisoning everybody I can. Then I did start my Oblivion character.
Nice.
I am. I got out of the sewers, I went around the city, did some stuff, and now I'm out at that, I'm across the water at a, Eliad Ruin. I was about to say Daedric, Eliad Ruin, and, gonna go through one of them, so, but then I bought the Forgotten City, so then I got lost in that, so.
Yeah, I saw you wrote something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun. It's like the mod. I don't know if everybody's played the mod or not. We did the mod once, didn't we? It was like that time loop one where you go fall down the well. But the game is very similar to it, but it's like set in, it has like an ancient Roman setting.
Oh, okay.
But it's the whole time loop thing, and it's pretty fun. It's like, I'm on my first playthrough, so you know, I'm obviously, there's so, you know, multiple different paths you can go, like in the mod itself, where you know it could end in like 30 seconds, or you could get to the end and solve the issues of the Forgotten City. So this one obviously goes a little longer than that because you pay for it, but it's really fun. It's got the same basic concept, and you kind of learn as you go and learn different things each loop, and try and grow from there, and then like I think there's different character types and stuff like that too that you can select in the beginning. It's not like combat intensive or anything like that. It's more just the dialogue and figuring things out in the time loop itself, you know. There's no real fighting or anything that I've noticed or anything like that. Maybe like you got to shoot somebody with an arrow or something random like that, but nothing no true fighting mechanics or anything like that. So that's been fun. But yeah, that was super stoked to get back into Oblivion, and went right to my my favorite place, the Hollow Stump.
I've been filling it up.
Yeah, it's perfect, isn't it? You don't even need a house. It's the world's biggest stump. It holds everything.
Yeah, it's deep. It's a deep, deep deep stuff.
He goes way into those sewers right next to it. Well, it's super convenient.
I think somebody cast a bag of holding spell in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so convenient because once you get the sewers unlocked and you can come in and out of the city through the sewers, and then the bandits start getting high, or whatever they are down there, marauders, whatever they call them, they start getting better and better gear, and you can just get it as you go through and fill up your chest, or, you know, go sell it, whatever you want. Well, and then there's no limit to the gold the merchants have in Oblivion, right?
Right, yeah. They just have a max amount that
they can pay.
But they never run out of gold, which is nice.
That is a nice feature.
I like the fact that you can make better gear than you can find, but mm-hmm. sometimes you can find really nice gear with like multiple traits on stuff and rings and everything. That's a fun game.
Yeah, I did find that with the spell making, like the feather spell, mm-hmm. you can't make a better feather spell than what's in the game.
Oh, nice.
Because you can only get them to last 100 seconds.
Mm.
Whereas the ones that you buy from the guy, I think the guy at the university sells the best one, which is the Beast of Burden one,
mm-hmm.
which is like it's 250 for 360 seconds or something like
that. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Like when you go to the spell making thing, you can only get it to last 120 seconds, 2 minutes.
Yeah, that is nice.
So that does actually have a max on it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know a lot of them do have a max, but it's more dependent on like how much magicka you have. Because I saw one video a long time ago where this guy made this thing where lightning and just everything came down. I think it was just like total annihilation. It would cost a ridiculous amount of magicka, but he just basically could just wreck a city.
What's his name? I finally got the Fingers of the Mountain spell.
Oh yeah.
At what level did you get it?
Like early on, like because I'm still only at like what was it, level 9, mm-hmm. I think, because I'm leveling up really really slowly,
right?
Because I use all my minor skills and only use my major skills to level up. Mainly just alchemy. I'll just do a shitload of alchemy, level up like that, and then throw 5 in each of everything I'm using.
The Fingers of the Mountain, though, you kind of want to wait till you're higher level, because it actually does level with you until you get it. And then basically whatever the power that it has when you get it, it doesn't go any higher.
Yeah. What was that? I'm still not even high enough destruction level to be able to cast it yet. I just grabbed the spell. I just finished the Knights of the Nine, finished Mage's Guild, finished the Mehrunes Razor, mainly just the DLC, the big quest, and sort of like meandering around trying to level up. But lately I started playing Pillars of Eternity, which is like Baldur's Gate. So I was at work, and then I found Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition on iOS.
Oh, nice!
So it's on my phone. So I downloaded it. I was playing it all day at work today, and I put a photo in the group of one of the speech options you get, and it was fucking hilarious, man. I nearly. It was basically your character was complaining about everybody giving him quests and then giving him shit and talking in riddles and you just unload on this old man.
Oh god,
fucking brilliant!
I've seen Pillars of that's Baldur's Gate, but I've seen Pillars of Eternity somewhere. Where the hell did I see it? I know the title. I'll have to check it out.
I'm playing the first one. I'm pretty sure a sequel came out like 2 years ago. So
yeah.
I did see Baldur's Gate is on Xbox.
Yeah, that definitely
isn't that the new one?
I think it's the enhanced version. No, it's still the first one. It's just the enhanced version.
Oh.
But I tried playing it on the PC again, but the top down, it's just the gameplay is really weird.
Oh yeah, I actually figured out what it's like to play Baldur's Gate. It's like riding a bike, but with square wheels.
Yep.
You know it's a game, and you know it's a bike and it's supposed to go for, but it's just been made in a way that it just makes it really, really difficult.
Oh, right. God.
And on top of that, it's based off of the D&D rules, so basically for every action or shots, it actually does like a die roll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's yeah.
Literally, you can sit there and watch all your characters miss for like 20 mm-hmm. seconds.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Which happened. And there was I think it was the very second chapter. I walk into the place and then there's just this guy that just one-shots me. Like, every time.
Oh, my God.
Really? Really? And in the end, I found a scroll that I had picked up from somewhere, and he was basically casting a fear spell on the companion that I had with me, and me sometimes. But I found the same scroll, the scroll that the spell that he was casting on me, and I managed to lump him with it first, and got him to run away, and then me, my companion, and the guards managed to kill him. But it's basically assassins. There's a bounty on your head, so every time you walk into a city or walk into an inn, you can get attacked by a bounty hunter, and they're pretty tough.
Hmm.
All the ones that I've met took some killing.
Yeah.
So I think I understand the mistake I made with building my character in Oblivion.
Oh yeah.
Because after hours and hours and hours of play, I could barely see the color change on the level up.
Oh, God.
But I took Colin's advice and, made it so that all the skills that I wasn't using were the ones that I, I set as my major skills, thinking that, using my lower skills would, cause me to level faster. But clearly, that's not the case.
Oh, no, sorry.
You have to level your major skills, and that's why you pick the ones that you don't use, that so that you level, because for every 10 levels, you get a total of, because for every 2 levels, you get one point for increasing any one of your
attributes.
So what you want to do is pick the skills that will increase the attribute that you want, and try to focus on no more than 3, because that's the amount that you can rank up. And so once you hit 10, that's your max for a total of 5 points to submit. So then once you're at that point, then you can go ahead and use the other skills. And I believe you just have to do is it 30? I think it's 30 for the non-normal skills. I forget if you have to go up a total of 10 or 15 levels in each one of those. And then that'll rank you up to your next level, and then you got to go to sleep.
Yeah, so the skills that I'm using, I didn't set out to be a stealth archer, but the dagger thing wasn't working out for me.
Right.
Because everybody saw me always.
Oh,
even
yeah.
though my sneak was going up really fast, I just couldn't sneak up on anybody, so I switched to the bow and arrow.
And yeah, I think you need to use light armor, and if you can find chameleon armor, it helps a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just in the last dungeon that I went through started finding legendary stuff. The first 3 that I went through, I was starting to wonder. I go, okay, so there's no real boss, and there's no boss chest, and these things are sprawling. you don't have that convenient little tunnel that takes you from the end back to the beginning.
No, they fixed that in Skyrim.
This is true. This is true.
So, you know, if you get any points for checking the map, I mean, I'm sure I've got that ready to go legendary in time.
Oh, yeah, I use the
take
map.
Take two steps, open the map. Take two steps, open the map.
I definitely use the map a lot in Oblivion, in the ruins.
You have to.
Yeah.
So at least it's gotten to where it's fun now. So,
okay.
You know, I've gotten past that that severe frustration that's always made me rage quit.
I had a friend who was just talking about, after we had talked about the Morrowind, the thing the other time. Hmm. where you said how frustrating it was. Somebody's like, man, I really want to go back and play Morrowind. I was like, I was like, do you? Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, at least Oblivion gives you quest arrows.
Yeah. I'm like,
Because if I remember correctly, the little bit of Morrowind that I played it, there was no quest arrows, no quest markers. It said, go find this person, like, I think one of the ones was find this person from the Thieves Guild, and he'll talk to you, and he's in this city. How do I get there? I'm looking at the bar. I'm looking at the map. There's no little arrow, nothing. I'm just like, okay, so I guess I just gotta figure this out.
Go wander and find that town.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Yep.
I'm just having a hard time figuring out how to get a quest in Oblivion. I found one quest. I went in to sell some stuff. Some merchant, Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
In the Imperial City, in the market.
Yep. Yeah.
Market district. Yes.
You know, complained about some guy, you know, undercutting prices.
Yes. Yeah.
That's usually one of the fun first quests.
Yep.
If you don't do the main story.
Yeah, that is a fun quest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fun. Until you have, so fortunately, so I stuck into the guy's house and had four lockpicks on me, and figured out that I had to pick the lock on his basement door.
Oh God! And it's like hard.
I mean, I scoured the whole place and pickpocketed him to see if he had the key on him to the dungeon, but he didn't. So, so I had to reload a couple of times and go, because I only had four lockpicks, to try to pick this. I think there were at least three or four tumblers.
I believe it's always four, but
and,
sometimes you're lucky.
Holy smokes. That was fun.
Oh, God.
Yep. So, alteration. That's the magic school you want.
Yeah. Is it okay? Alteration. I'll have to figure out how to work on that.
Yeah, they're the open lock spells. Yeah.
Open lock spell.
I think the first one you get is like open average lock.
You can, open average lock is like level 50 alteration. You go to, what's the Bruma? Yeah, Bruma. I was going to say, what's the Bruma mod? If you go to Bruma and Bruma Mages Guild and do the quest there, he gives you an unlock spell. So it's open. I think it's called open
easy latch.
But it's an equivalent to an open easy lock. So you've got like very easy lock, average lock, and his spell. I'm pretty sure it's called something else, but it opens easy locks. You can open very easy and easy locks with it.
Okay.
And if you do the Mages Guild quest, they all give you like these little specialist spells. Like the one in Chaden Hall will give you one that's water breathing, and you can swim better underwater or something like that. It was called buoyancy, I think.
Yes.
And it does two things.
I think that one is water breathing, and then it adds another 100 pounds to your carry weight.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. because you have to go pick up quest. That special ring.
Specific quest for there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have completely sworn off, you know, all non quest related lock picking.
It's you so
know,
because
the super frustrating thing is, you know, like I'm gonna get this damn thing, you know, so this has got three tumblers. I'm gonna get this chest open, and so I worked at it, and went through almost all of my lock picks. Opened it up, 5 gold.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you shitting me?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Okay, that's it.
But sometimes on the ones where it's just one or two, you'll get like this legendary piece of equipment. So.
Well, I was getting legendary stuff out of the free ones, so I'm good.
Oh man,
yeah, it's yeah, and it wouldn't even be so frustrating if you could really feel like there was some you know, some skill you could develop in doing it. But, you know, I haven't been able to figure out the pattern of the long and short, you know, snapbacks. Because it doesn't seem to keep any kind of an order.
No, it doesn't.
I think I found that if you pop it up 4 times, then the order does actually.
I've found that it changes.
Really?
Yeah. And it's fucking annoying. And it's rude. And the guy who invented it needs to kick his big toe against the coffee table every single morning for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely, you know, I had gotten used to, you know, the Skyrim locks because, you know, they're the lock pick. If you break it, it breaks in a direction, you know, that you need to, you know, be working in. And, you know, so you can figure out by the breaks, you know, which, you know, where the sweet spot's going to be.
Right.
But with this, it's just purely maddening.
Yeah, I don't know why I've always been fortunately good at it in Oblivion. And I am terrible at, like, rhythm games and stuff. But for some reason, the weird lockpicking thing just—I catch on to it.
Somebody's got to be. I'm glad it's you.
I think the secret
masochists.
Yeah, masochists are good at it.
They're masochists. That's what it is, right?
I actually got the hang of that one. I'll break sometimes 2 or 3 locks, but usually I get it.
You can get in a run, though, where if you're, like, doing it real fast, where you'll just blow through lockpicks, like, in seconds, and you're like, wait, I just went through, like, 15 lockpicks. What that just happened?
Yep.
It's not like Skyrim, where you have, like, 400 lockpicks in your bag. It's like you have, like, 10.
Yeah. I just got lucky because this one dungeon I was going through, the rats had lockpicks on them.
Oh, there you go.
So
they're swallowing them, right?
Yeah.
They accidentally ate the lockpicks.
I mean, you could always do the scroll trick.
Oh yeah, if that still works, yeah.
It does still work.
Does it?
Yeah, because I use it for arrows and for lockpicks, and then until eventually I end up with like way too many lockpicks, and then that's when I don't even do it. But for arrows, because they have weight, I'll use the scroll trick where I'll just make 20.
Oh yeah.
So it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that way you don't overload yourself.
Right.
Yeah, that is the hard part with the arrows, and you don't realize that if you're playing as an archer and you usually keep tons of arrows.
Or if you pick up the Daedric arrows.
Yeah.
Which I think weigh like 5?
Something like that. They're high.
Yeah. They're really heavy.
The bound bow doesn't give you bound arrows.
No.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's not like in that's Siren, right. Nope. Yeah,
because they're cheap.
Yeah, it's a cheaper spell. They learned a lot.
It's a Dremora are cheap. Bunch of skin things.
Skimping on the arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the silver arrows weigh like 2, don't they?
They're up there also. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need those. If you don't have an enchanted
bow. I finally found one.
Yeah.
Silver arrows, silver weapons, or enchanted weapons. Because enchanted weapons will work on the ghosts as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And the little glowy...
Oh.
I forgot those things they're called.
Yeah.
The wisps. Wisps.
Yeah, so and, far I've only been... You know, since I haven't been able to figure out how to get a quest. I've just been going around, wandering the countryside, going in every mine and alien route.
That's a good way to do it. That's what I like doing.
Have you noticed one thing about the mines? There's no miners in any of them.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, yeah, that is a good point.
And I've been through a couple of them, and I finally found one that has ore.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, I picked up a pickaxe, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to need a pickaxe to be able to mine in this. Yeah, I dropped the pickaxe.
Yeah, no need for that in this one.
Yeah, they swapped the pickaxe for the hammers in Skyrim.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I started playing Skyrim, I was sitting there, hammer, I'm going to need those, And
let me grab all these hammers.
Nope, didn't need hammers.
Just need a pickaxe.
Have you started the main quest yet, Ray?
No.
No?
Because I wasn't sure where that, you know, where that was going to lead. And, you know, I wanted to be ready to be able to pop into the, you know, into the Thieves Guild and Dark Brotherhood without having to worry about Oblivion Gates.
Yeah. Yeah, understandable.
Yeah, yeah. You have to finish the whole story before the Oblivion Gates disappear.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be...
Gates, though, because you get good gear out of those.
Man, there's a ton of great gear in there, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also, if you close the Oblivion Gates, you can save right before you pick up the sigil.
Yep.
And then when it closes, you see what trait you got. If it's not a trait you want, just restart until you get a really nice trait. Because you can enchant any item with those, because it comes with an armor and a weapon mod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sigil stones are great. Yeah. And then being able to, well, kind of choose it, just randomize it at least anyway.
Yeah.
And see what you get. Yeah.
Because you can get one for a chameleon.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how the armor works. So my character is a female Khajiit. And so when I take off my armor to put something else on, I have on a bra. So I found a legendary shirt. And so I put that on, and it's a bra.
Yeah.
But I tried to put the arm. I'm thinking, okay, so, you know, this is, I can put armor over top of it. So I put on the armor. And the thing is that the shirt has fortify light armor. So when I have it on, all of the armor in my inventory is a higher level.
Yeah.
When I put the armor on, the shirt goes away and so does the buff.
Oh,
so
God.
It's like, huh, okay, there's something I'm not understanding here.
Oh, yeah, man.
I think the only thing you could do is the feet, the hands and the helmet, and the greaves, and then just no chest piece.
Even though I'm playing in first person, I still don't want to think that I'm running around in a bra, and that's my armor.
And that's your only armor, yeah.
It's just not how I want to play.
It's a magic bra.
Yeah, there you go. There is a really nice helmet off the coast of Anvil. I believe it is.
Is it the one that gives light and lets you see enemies from far away?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a dwarven helmet. They sell it, right?
No, it's in the water.
In the water. Oh, then I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know if there's a quest for it or not, but if you wander out that way, there's a... was it Fingleam, I think it's called?
That does sound familiar.
Yeah, I think it's part of a quest. I forget which one.
I did make it as far as Shadenall and wandered around the town trying to talk to people to see if there was somebody would give me a quest or something.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
The best way to to do quests is at least go into Mages Guild and Fighters Guild. And each city will give you each Mages Guild and Fighters Guild will give you a quest. And that's in order for you to actually join the Mages Guild and the Fighters Guild. So you just go to each one of those and you ask, I want to join the Mages Guild, yada, yada, yada. And then they'll say, well, you're going to need my this letter from me that says that you're okay to join the Mages Guild. And in order to do that, I need you to do this. And they'll send you on a quest. And a lot of times it's something simple. So you just go ahead and just complete that. I will tell you the one in Breville is that one they ask you to kill some mountain lions. Make sure you go through the hole and kill the rest of the mountain lions because there's actually a hole in the building and it'll go in and kill her skeevers. And you get to complete the quest, but she ends up with dead skeevers.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep her happy. I'm trying to think where the other random quests are that you come across. There's the one in the merchant in the market there that you came across. If you do the arena, there is a quest later on in that.
Yep.
There's
one also there's a corrupt
guard. Yeah.
In the city. And each city does have their own little quests.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to talk to everybody and then
yeah.
And the thing is you also have to do the pizza game and make sure that you max out how much they like you. And once you reach a certain threshold, then there's more conversation options, and then they offer you quests as well.
Yeah, you do have to butter them up a little bit to get better quests for sure.
It's the same thing for the Thieves Guild. You have to gain. There's a way to gain reputation.
Oh, it's how much you fence.
No, but before that.
Yeah.
Talking to the beggars, you have to gain favor with the beggars because the beggars are the eyes and ears for the Great Cowl and the Thieves Guild. So you have to gain favor with the beggars, and then they'll sit there and tell you, oh yeah, go to this place, and they're actually getting people to join, and then they tell you, oh, you have to do X amount. And then the one thing about the Thieves Guild is you actually have to fence items in order to progress in that.
Yeah.
So it actually feels like you're part of the Thieves Guild because you have to basically earn respect and kind of build your way up.
Yeah, I do like that. That's what I like about it. Yeah. I forgot about the part where in the beginning where you have to have that specific reputation to be able to get the... Yeah.
Yeah, I forget how to get it, but I know you have to gain favor with the beggars.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, and then
I'll save that for September.
There you go.
I'm not too sure whether I might start another new character. I don't know about the Crusader from the Knight of the Nine because I just completed that, going and joining the Thieves Guild and like that, but there's a part of me that just doesn't care, so I'll just go and do the Thieves Guild in the Crusader armor.
Oh, that'll be good too. It's a perfect disguise.
Considering you had to like purify yourself before you even were able to run that quest, right?
Yeah, you had to go around and visit all the things, but I had already found most of those.
Right. No, but you also have to like clear all your negative karma or whatever, right? Because you go through like a ritual that cleanses you.
Well, I'll have you know I'm a very nice person.
Oh, okay.
I'm not an deviant like you, sir.
Oh god.
Just ask me. I'll tell you.
Oh man.
And I think I will. I'll be rolling a new character for the quests.
Yeah, I might too.
I'm just trying to figure out how to play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to get a base back again and get an idea. And then
plus
you
with
start.
Your struggles of leveling up right now as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like led you down the garden path there.
Let's make this as hard as possible for Ray. How can we do that?
Yeah, yeah. Again, yeah. We just download Deadly Dragons, right?
Yeah, Colin.
Deadly Dragons is so much fun. It's great.
You forgot to tell him that that's a pro tip. That's for like your fifth or sixth character.
Yeah. And it's all good. You know, the encouraging thing for me is that so my Xbox strategy seems to be working out pretty good. So we had some unseasonably cool weather, so I moved it out to the screen porch.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
So I'm sitting out there in my hammock chair.
Oh.
With my pup in my lap and playing.
Oh, that's a way to do it.
Can't do that with a PC.
you're making the gods themselves jealous there, right?
So, although, you know, I can tell I need a bigger TV out there. Because I'll be squinting and looking. Is that something back there in the back of that cave?
Oh, the caves are so dark, though.
Or is it a rock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The caves are
it's shooting at me. It's an imp.
Yep. That's the one thing. The caves in Oblivion, they are hard to see through.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have night eyes, if I was in the Khajiit, yeah, there'd be no way.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the Night Eye for the Khajiit in Oblivion is so much better than it is in Skyrim.
Yeah, it's useless in Skyrim.
Yeah, it really is. I never use it in Skyrim. I use it all the time. I feel like I permanently have it on in Oblivion if I have a character like that. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Is good, what you can do, Ray, with your Khajiit character is because you have Night Eye, because you have the spell, or is it like a power?
It's a passive,
You have it for the enchantment. So you can, if you get into the Mage's Guild or you go to Frostcrag Spire and you buy all the shit for it, you can you get an enchanting table. And you can enchant a ring with a petty soul gem that has, Night Eye on it. You can just take it on and off, so you don't have to continuously casting the spell every 30 seconds.
Yeah, because it inevitably turns off at just the wrong time.
when I'm running away.
Well, I was walking along this path, and it turned off, and then next thing I know, I'm being shot with these poison darts. And so I recast it, and the place where I was walking had crumbled under my feet, and I fell down into a lower part of the basement, right into a trap where I was getting shot with poison darts. I'm like, okay, yeah, good timing.
sounds like one of the forts.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been fun. I'm glad I finally push through and playing it. It is an interesting game.
Yeah, I think you'll really enjoy the Thieves and Dark Brotherhood quest lines because they're much deeper and more make you feel more a part of each thing.
I'm looking forward to them too. I mean, I'm glad I had started playing Baldur's Gate because I think I started it like three times and it felt like such a chore to try and like play through it. And it still is, but when you're playing it on your phone at work, then it's either do that or work.
This is true.
No real choice there.
This is true.
Oblivion? I really like the main quest and the Mage's Guild quest. The Fighter's Guild was okay.
Yeah, that's not my favorite. Yeah.
It gets weird at the end.
Yeah.
Was I just in the quest with Margoza the orc down in Leowyn, I think it was.
Oh yeah.
She wants to be a knight.
Yep.
Yeah, she wants to be a knight.
That's a good quest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
You can give her a little bit of shit as well. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I am knight. Called me Sir Knight. Hey, my goza.
She is a good sport about it, though.
Yeah.
The characters are pretty crazy looking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, the look is definitely definitely a different look. Yeah, I do enjoy it still, though. I feel, like when we were talking with Morrowind, I feel like this is about as far as I can go back, and it doesn't feel like a chore. Or if I go to Morrowind, it feels like a chore. I do have to reacclimate a little bit to Oblivion each time, just to get used to the things, the different mechanics and stuff. But just like a little bit of a playthrough, and then I feel like I'm okay, and I feel like I can like restart and be refreshed and comfortable in the game. I still, and I, once I remember how to do the you know, charm wheel and all that kind of stuff, it kind of all comes back, you know.
Yeah, I haven't really delved into that yet.
That's actually, once you figure it out, it's pretty easy. You just got to figure out where, what segments are what in each part of the wheel and all that. So
yeah,
I've gotten to the point where I have like a charm spell that I can hit them with that you know, increases it by like 70. So I don't talk to anybody. I just walk up to them and blast them.
Yeah, the spell. You don't even have to do anything.
Tell me everything.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. I do like getting the charm spell, though. It is so much easier because you just walk in and glow them up, basically, and it's like, yep, oh, here, I'll tell you everything. Yeah, what did you want to know?
You can feel like Lucifer.
Yeah, yeah. You wanted to know what?
What is your desire?
It's definitely helpful in a certain quest where if you don't get them on your side, it's...
Yeah, it costs you money.
Yeah, it costs you more money. Can't get further in the quest, whatever it is. Yeah.
Or some of them, even if you do the pizza wheel, you still don't take them up as high as you need to.
Yeah, you may hit your limit or whatever and not be able to do it.
Yeah, so pro tip, like do the wheel first, then hit them with the spell.
Yeah.
Because if you hit them with the spell, that'll take it to the max and you can't.
And then you can't wheel anyway, yeah. Yeah, you get that extra bit if you can get them to whatever the max is that you can do, and then on top of that with the charm spell. So.
Yeah, I see through that one going.
Here we go. It's so easy, right?
Yeah. Never try X.
Stand right here and put this apple on your head. Yeah, it's
this will be super easy. Don't worry. Oh, God. All right. So we have 3 minutes remaining.
I will say that my archery is over 75 now.
Oh, nice.
Sneak is over 75. So I can now hit things.
Yes.
And they won't know where I am.
Yeah. Right. Well, because they find you so easy. Early on. Yeah.
But now it's like over 75, and I've got, was it a ring of chameleon, which is 20.
Yeah.
And I've got the chameleon spell, which is, I think I've got it to 22, I think.
Nice.
Which gives me enough magicka to cast something so I can run away. I can hit them with the thing, and then they go, huh, who's there? And then... But at 75, it's got the knockdown as well. So
you
get a chance of knocking somebody on the ass. Yeah, and I got the greatest thing ever is the skeletons. Right, we know you're talking about the skeletons are really tough. You can knock them down with the arrow before you kill them. So you hit them, they go down to the ground, they fall into pieces. Then they put themselves back together again. They stand up and he grabs hold of his head and puts it on straight and then goes back to attacking you again.
Oh, God.
It's just so beautiful. It's perfect.
That is good.
It's just the way it goes, because all the bones, like, you know, scatter across the floor and then they sort of like pull back together and gets back up. And he just grabs hold of his head, straightens it out, and then sort of like gets back into the fight.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Well, we are in our last few seconds here. Next time this should be resolved, I'll have the different setup going, and we should going to have our limit. But yeah, join us in. See, I don't even know what today's doing. Seriously, yeah, I'll still be around in 2 weeks. It's right before I go on vacation. So, and then we'll have the roundtable after that. Thanks, guys.
Good night, all.
Good night,
guys.
We're about to get kicked out of Google.
Not for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. At least we knew it was coming this time. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. That was literally the end of the show. Like I said, we'll be doing the first episode of the roundtable. Will be the first four quests from the Thieves Guild. I believe it's the Armand Christophe quests. And it's up till after you fence 100 gold, I believe. So this will be doing. I'm going to be putting the character generator back up on the site because I realized I didn't do that. So thanks for listening. Until next time. Later.